Good morning. Welcome to this live stream this morning. It's great to be together wherever you are this morning and however you find yourself after Christmas Day and Boxing Day. Thanks for being here and rousing yourself from a turkey coma. This year, in the run-up to Christmas, I had a Travelodge advent calendar. It still had chocolate in it, but you couldn't open any of the windows. Thank you very much. Well, my name's Matt. I'm one of the leaders at Grace Church, and I'm going to spend about 15 minutes or so this morning just looking back into 2020 for as long as I can bear, but mostly just feel God's laid something on my heart for us as we look forward into 2021. Now, I hope you enjoyed the Christmas service last week and have been able to share it widely. And the first time I saw what had been produced, I felt so emotional and just so proud of our church family. You guys are amazing. And so just want to say a massive thank you to everybody who was involved. There are a few particular mentions that I'd like to make though. Mark Huckle, who recorded and edited the band. Dave White, who did the audio recording and mixing for the band. Talon Archbold for organising the band and the carols. Angus Breton, who stitched together that wonderful blessing video at the end. Laura Sampson for coordinating all of the Chris Dingles and the beautiful explanation video that we had with Luke and Miri. And finally to Hugh Briscoe for recording all of the outdoor elements and then pulling the whole video together and really making us punch above our weight. So thank you guys so much. In addition, I just also want to spend a moment saying thank you, because there are so many people to whom we need to thank that for all of the life that goes on at Grace Church every week in a myriad of different ways. If you look at the Meet the Team section of our website, you get to see a huge list of names and faces of those who are serving week in and week out. But even that doesn't give the whole picture. It doesn't give the whole story of what it means for us to be a family together in thousands of different ways. So I just want to say on behalf of myself and Andrew and Ben that wherever you have served others in whatever capacity over the course of this hard, hard year, thank you so much. It really is true that teamwork makes the dream work, and we're just so grateful to be part of a church family that looks to serve one another in all sorts of ways. So as I said, I just want to spend a bit of time looking back on 2020 and a bit of time looking forward into 2021. And why would I want to look back on 2020? It's a good question. And I'm sure that, like me, there's lots of things about this last year you'll be glad to see the back of as we get further into 2021 and hope that things begin to change. And as I started this year, 2020, I never thought that I'd appreciate how much I took for granted the ability to be able to go out whenever, wherever, with whoever and however, how many ever people I wanted to. And this year has just proved to me how much I did. And it seems to me that this year has intensified whatever situation people have been in as a result of lockdown and restrictions. Extroverts who can't meet up with people. Introverts who can't get away from people because no one's out of the house. Maybe for you this year, your mental health has been under pressure like never before because of isolation or fear or due to financial pressure or job insecurity. Maybe you've tragically lost loved ones or missed important life moments in the lives of friends and family. Or maybe, just maybe, apart from a few areas of life, not much has really changed. And then maybe at different points of the year, you've been at different points on that spectrum at different times. It's been a hard year, a year no one predicted. In truth, I haven't met anyone for whom this has not been a hard year in some way. Most people are tired, a bit fed up, a bit jaded, and frankly, ready to move on. Now, back at the start of the pandemic, in one of our early prayer meetings in March, Paul Williams, one of our senior statesmen, prophesied. He spoke something of what he felt was God's perspective for us. And what he said was that he felt God was saying that we as a church would come through this stronger. And that's really stuck with me and been a source of provocation to prayer over these past months. I've just been saying, God, please bring us through this stronger. And it's a theme that chimes throughout Scripture, Old Testament and New Testament, where God is able to turn a situation that seems bleak into something amazing as the fullness of his plan comes into view. Just think of the story of Joseph, where his summary of all that's happened to him at the hands of his brothers and then through Egypt, he says to them, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." Or maybe you recall Paul's words in Romans that God works all things for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. It seems that God is able to somehow work every situation for ultimate good for those who love him. Now, whichever example you go to, it's these truths about God that help us and sustain us and fuel our prayers. To see that somehow God is able to turn situations that are bleak into ones that bring blessing and growth should also fuel us to see our current circumstances in the same way, with eyes of faith. Now, look, I don't pretend for one moment to have a grasp on everything that God has been doing through this time and over this year, but from what I do know of how God works, from the stories that I read in the Bible and from my own experience of following him, I do believe that seeds have been planted and in due time we will see the fruit of them. In spite of a year which has been hard in so many ways, I do believe that we will come through stronger. Question is then, what do we mean by stronger? What does stronger look like? Just think about that for a second. What do you think of when I say that word, stronger? What does stronger mean? The Apostle Paul wrote a couple of times about strength and weakness in his two letters to a church in Corinth. And it seems that the lesson that he had to learn was that God uses what is weak to do what he wants to do. And that Paul needed to understand that God's grace was enough for him. That, in fact, was all he needed. And so he wrote that God has chosen weak things to shame what is strong, so that our boast, the things we might be tempted to brag about, are in God and not in ourselves. And secondly, he writes later that God's power is made perfect in weakness, such that when we are weak, then we are strong. Can strength be found in weakness? Can it be true that we are strongest when we recognise our total weakness and instead lean on God's total strength? Now, Paul writes that because God has shown him this, he's also content with his weaknesses. In fact, he can welcome them, because it means that what happens as he preaches and teaches and pastors and does all the things that God's asked him to do, the fruit of it is not as a result of his own manipulation or cleverness, but ultimately God's power at work. And he says it also means that he can endure insults and hardship and persecutions, and he uses the word calamities too. Why? Because he's able to see that God can use it all. God is not hindered by our perceptions of weakness. Friends, I believe that God wants us to give us that perspective on the year that has just gone, to have faith and to trust that in a year which has seemed so unproductive in so many ways that we might measure, that actually God has been at work in us and in each of our situations. He's able to use what might seem like a barren time to actually bear fruit. I do believe, friends, that there's going to be great fruit for Jesus as a result of this last year. So as we move into 2021, I think the message for today is this, that we continue in weakness, that God may continue to reveal his strength, because our weakness is not a barrier to God's work. In fact, I think we can go so far as to say that in the very conditions in which he does work, our weakness is the very conditions in which he does work, and that the glory goes rightly as a result to God. And to be honest, that's something that I feel I can get behind. That's something I can give myself to, because it doesn't require me to be strong. As a follower of Jesus, it doesn't require me to have everything sorted out in order to be effective, to be able to glorify God in my life, for God to still be able to work, even in and through my weakness, means that I don't have to measure up before he can work. He can still do it, and he can use the likes of me, and he can use the likes of you. Wherever you are, however you feel today, it means we can offer ourselves just as we are. God will use us and work on us at the same time. But as we come to this new year and as we sort of turn in this moment, we also need to set a course, chart a trajectory to follow. And I don't know if you normally do sort of New Year's resolutions, but I want to suggest three for us that take a leaf from the writer of Hebrews in a short passage in chapter 12, where the writer writes these words. He says, "Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." There's three things there which I think make great New Year's resolutions. Firstly, throw off every weight, everything that hinders, and the sin which so easily entangles. Weights are things like anxieties about trivial concerns, unhealthy ambitions of self-advancement, resentments, greed, and so on. Things that just crush you down, that put weight upon you. Things that actually are just best discarded. So throw them off. And let's throw off sin too. Sin, as it says there, entangles. In fact, it easily entangles. In fact, it so easily entangles. That entanglement word that's used there means obstruct or constrict. Sin gets in the way and it can trip us up and suck the life out of us. So as we move into 2021, let's throw off weights and sin. And you might say, well, that's easier said than done. And that's true. But that's where we need each other. And perhaps in your community group sixes, you can chat about that. What are your weights and sins? What are the things that you need to throw off this year? Maybe even as I'm talking, you realise that conversation is something you need to have sooner rather than later. You need to throw it off and clear the decks. So remember that the point people are not leaders or organisers. We can all do it. So just go for it. Pick up the phone and contact one another and set those things up. The second thing that a writer says is run with perseverance the race marked out for us. We're not in a sprint. It's a long race which requires perseverance. Now, I've been doing a bit of running lately, last couple of months or so, and in every run that I do, there are several points where I want to give up. And I think to myself, I don't need to do this. No one is making me run. But actually, I need to persevere for the sake of the goal of improving my fitness. So I keep going in spite of how I feel and what thoughts might be flashing through my head. How much more true does that need to be about something that has eternal significance? So we persevere. And this race that we're running with perseverance is marked out for us. God has something for us to do individually and together. And what that means is that means we don't need to look around and compare with others. Which is not the same as borrowing good ideas, by the way, but we don't need to compare. God has things for Grace Church to do, which we haven't even started yet. So into 2021, let's just keep running with perseverance the race marked out for us. And let's pray that God will just speak to us and open our eyes and our ears to what he's saying about what it is that he's wanting us to do. What is the elements of the race that are marked out for us? Thirdly, and perhaps most importantly, well, of course, most importantly, we are to fix our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer, author, and the perfecter of our faith. And we do that because he's the healer of broken hearts. He's the saviour and strengthener of the hopeless situation. He's the restorer. He's the burden carrier. He's our leader, and he's our example. As it says there, who for the joy set before him, his reward, the church, his people, and the making right of everything that was wrong. For that, he endured the cross. And having done it, he sat down at the right hand of God in that place of power and authority. So for us at the start of 2021, I believe that the joy of seeing God move in our city and across this county as we persevere on the race that God has marked out for us together, weak to the size of the task though we may be, it is going to be worth the cost to pray, the cost to give, the cost to participate and be there, the cost of being in the race, as it were. I sometimes wonder, you know, how many people will we meet on the day when Jesus returns? who come up to us and thank us for bearing the cost and doing all that we'll do together because it led them to know the Lord. That's pure speculation on my part, a bit fanciful perhaps you might think. And there's more to it than that, of course, but it's a wonderful image in my mind's eye. So let's throw off the weights and the sin and get in shape for this next leg of the journey together. God is with us. He is for us and he will use us. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you're the one who uses the weak things to shame the strong. And Lord, we just confess our weakness before you now. We thank you that we're able somehow in you to boast of our weakness, to be content in our weakness. Because Lord, it's your opportunity to be strong. And we do pray that as we enter into this new year together, and we're not quite sure how it pans out, we just, first of all, just thank you, Lord, that you're sovereign. You know exactly how it's going to pan out. We thank you that you're with us in it all. But Lord, we want to just come to you now and throw off every weight. We want to throw off every sin. We want to say, Lord, we want to persevere into this year and run into the things that you've marked out for us. Dear Lord, we want to fix our eyes on you, Lord Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. And we just thank you that you're now seated in that place of power and authority and are able to do all that you've set out to do over the course of this year. Lord, we're your servants. We're here for you. Speak to us and use us, we pray. Amen. Amen. I just want to mention one thing before we finish, or I finish, and that is Alpha. If you're watching today and you want to explore the claims of Christianity further, please do go to our sign-up page on our website, gracetruro.org/Alpha. You can sign up for Alpha there. If you're a part of Grace Church and you want to invite somebody to Alpha, please do point them to that part of the website as well. Just use that as an opportunity. We've got opportunity now between now and the 14th of January when we start Alpha at the Old Ale House, 7:30 on that day, on the Thursday there. We've got that opportunity between now and then to invite people, point them towards the website. There they can sign up. So please do take advantage of that. If you're a regular here at Grace, we're going to be doing our morning Zoom gathering, 11 o'clock today. So please do head over there. We've probably got a few minutes before that happens. So make a cup of tea and we'll see you there. God bless.